Questions 10 to 14.
An essential aspect of leisure is that we can pick hobbies to suit our personality, our needs, and our wallet, and we can drop them at any time. This control is crucial, as people benefit from feeling that they're making their own decisions. That's one reason why children need to choose their own hobbies, instead of having them imposed by their parents. With large numbers of people wishing to spend time on leisure activities, there's a growing demand for the organiser, whether it's a cinema or a dance class, to ensure that participants have a full experience. It isn't enough just to show a film. Customers want to be able to find out in advance what's on, travel to the cinema easily, feel welcome when they arrive, and have the chance to buy popcorn to eat during the film. People may enjoy an activity, a dance class for instance, but drop it because these other parts of the experience have been overlooked. They're likely to enjoy themselves much more if they're made to feel welcome, and there's an opportunity to socialise when the dancing ends. Like cinemas, the retail sector is making efforts to package a variety of experiences. Many people go shopping for pleasure and spend far longer comparing and discussing products than they do actually buying. This has even gained a name in recent years, retail therapy, reflecting the view that it makes people feel better. Shopping used to be purely practical. We bought what we needed. But that's no longer enough. Many shopping centres now ensure shoppers are provided with entertainment as well. This is good for business, as it attracts more customers who stay longer and spend more. And is leisure good for us, or simply a waste of time? According to psychologists, participating in leisure activities makes us healthier, both physically and mentally, and increases the pleasure we gain from life. So, we've got good reason to carry on with our hobbies.